主日平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, good morning on the Lord's Day.
非常的感恩能够和大家一起来在这样一个特别的主日来敬拜我们的神。
I'm very thankful that we can all gather together to worship on this special day.
今天按照我们教会以前的习惯啊，我们是在圣诞节之前的主日，中英两个堂再次联合崇拜。
Today, by the tradition of CCMC, we gather on the Sunday before Christmas together as two congregations to worship.
刚才我们唱了圣诞的美妙的诗歌。
Earlier, we sang the wonderful Christmas carols.
也特别谢谢我们杜克团契的弟兄姊妹们来带领美好的敬拜和音乐。
We especially want to thank the brothers and sisters from Duke Fellowship for leading us in such wonderful songs and lyrics.
像刚才任健弟兄啊所分享的，我们也要特别欢迎今天通过网路和我们一同来敬拜的 Greenville 啊 Chinese 啊华人团契、华人教会的弟兄姊妹们。
And just as Brother Ren Jian has said earlier, now we'd like to welcome, extend a warm welcome to brothers and sisters from Greenville, Chinese Fellowship, Chinese Church.
今天我们的信息呢，不是直接跟圣诞节相关的。
Today our message may not seem directly related to Christmas.
也和 Greenville 的同工们也有分享啊，感谢神，他们还是愿意和我们一同来敬拜。
I did share this with the brothers and sisters from Greenville, and they're so very willing to come and join in this worship.
一方面，我们多伦堂这边的讲道呢，已经比凯瑞堂那边慢了一次，因为第一次我们没有能够转播成功。
And in terms of sequence, in fact, the preaching roster for Durham is now one sermon behind compared to that of Kerry.
另外呢，今天这一段经文很值得我们大家一同来思想。
Nonetheless, this particular passage is worthy of our contemplation.
好不好？我们先一同来起立，来恭读主的话语。
Let's now first stand to read God's word.
我们先用中文朗读，等一下再用英文来朗读。
I will first read in Mandarin and then later in English.
请约书亚记十七章十四到十八节，约瑟的子孙对约书亚说：“耶和华到如今既然赐福于我们，我们也族大人多，你为什么仅将一阄一段之地分给我们为业呢？”约书亚说：“你们如果族大人多，嫌以法莲山地窄小，就可以上比利洗人、利伐因人之地，在树林中砍伐树木。”约瑟的子孙说：“那山地容不下我们，并且住平原的迦南人，就是住伯善和属伯善的镇士，并住耶斯列平原的人，都有铁车。”约书亚对约瑟家，就是以法莲和马拿西人说：“你是族大人多，并且强盛，不可仅有一阄之地，山地也要归你。虽是树林，你也可以砍伐，靠近之地必归你。迦南人虽有铁车，虽是强盛，你也能把他们赶出去。”下面让我们一同来用英文朗读。
Let's now read this in English.
Joshua chapter 17, verse 14 through 18. Then the children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given us only one lot and one share to inherit? Since we are great people, inasmuch as the Lord has blessed us until now." So Joshua answered them, "If you are a great people, then go up to the forest country and clear a place for yourself. There in the land of the Perizzites and the Giants, since the mountains of Ephraim are too confined for you." But the children of Joseph said, "The mountain country is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites who dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron. But those who are of Beth Shean and its towns, and those who are of the valley of Jezreel." And Joshua spoke to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, saying, "You are a great people and have great power. You shall now have only one lot. but the mountain country shall be yours. Although it is wooded, you shall cut it down, and its farthest extent shall be yours. For you shall drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots and are strong. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
我们一同来同心的祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you, we thank you.
在我们一起来同心庆祝圣诞的这样一个季节里面。
As we come together to celebrate your sacred birth in this season,
我们要一同来思想。
We want to come together and ponder.
你是我们的大兄长。
That you are our brother.
我们彼此都是兄弟。
That we are brothers and sisters.
主让我们思想做长子的祝福。
Lord, help us to remember the blessing of being the son.
长子的名分。
That we have the name of the first son.
还有长子的功课。
And we have also the lesson of the first son.
主，我们感谢您，您不单是为我们首先降生，您也是从死里首先复生。
Lord, we know that you've not only been born to us, but you've also died and been raised to life.
让我们同心学习如何来效法主的脚踪而行。
Lord, help us to therefore follow after your footsteps.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
By the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们的题目呢，叫做长子的祝福。
The title of the sermon today is The Blessings of the Firstborn.
和在凯瑞堂讲的题目有点不一样。
It is a slight change or modified version of that preached to the Carey congregation.
倒不是说我们标题党。
Sorry?
标题党啊，这个就是网络用语啊。标题党怎么说？就是这个 make a title 啊、to fit the purpose。
It's not as if we are just changing to meet the purpose.
I'm sorry. This is a very special internet meme, so it's very hard to translate.
这个是一个网络非常针对很标志性的一个很难翻译的一句话。
我们能把这个麦克可能稍微要调低一点啊，谢谢啊。我们知道主耶稣在2000年以前降世为人。
So we know that Jesus was born about 2,000 years ago.
圣诞节的信息我讲过许许多多遍。
The message of Christmas I preached numerous times.
有的时候一个十二月份要讲许多的这个圣诞节的信息。
Oftentimes, just within one December alone, I have to preach the Christmas message many times.
但是确实我这一次意识到一点。
But something I've come to recognize.
许许多多的圣诞信息就有一个信息，一个字，以前我常常忽略。
Of all the messages that I've preached, I realize that there is one word that I have overlooked.
就是长子。
And that is the firstborn.
如果您去看圣经讲到玛利亚所生的，那特别讲到那是他的长子。
If we look into scripture, we see that Jesus is described as the firstborn.
那在谢谢，在罗马书第八章二十九节也特别讲到主耶稣基督乃是在许多弟兄当中来做长子。
In Romans 8, we've been told that Jesus is the firstborn, the eldest of all brothers.
甚至哥罗西书一章第十八节中文讲他在死里首先复生，但实际上英文说他是在复活当中做长子。
We've also been told that he is the firstborn in terms of his coming to life.
他是首先降世为人。
He has been firstborn as a human.
他是神的独生爱子。
He is the Lord's God's only begotten son.
他带给我们一个真正的希望。
He has brought us a true hope.
因为他在死里首先复活。
Because he has come to life from the dead, as he's the first to do so.
那么我们今天在主里面的众圣徒。
So today for us who are the saints,
我们也享有长子的福分。
We do enjoy the blessings of the firstborn.
你说真的吗？不是只有耶稣基督是独一的。爱子，他是真正的长子。
And so we're wondering, is that true? Because isn't Jesus the one and only son?
是的。
Indeed,
你看希伯来书十二章第二十三节。
We look at Hebrews chapter 12.
那里讲到有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会。
We see that there is a coming together of all the sons.
一般我们都说这个中文的时态呀、单复数都不清楚。
Sometimes we say that within Chinese, sometimes of the tens or in terms of the first, second, or the number, those are not clear.
但是这个地方呢，如果你看英文呢，就是说 firstborn， 因为它没有办法区分单复数。
We see that, but in English, it's very clearly distinct, made distinct is the firstborn.
但是这个中文呢，就前面加一个诸长子，是复数的，许多的长子。
But when it comes to Chinese, we see that, well, there are many firstborns.
那么如果你看英文，虽然 firstborn 它没有这个后面加 s， 但后面却有 who are， 让我们看到实际上这还是复数的。
But even within the English, we'll see that there is the to be verb are, which tells us that the firstborns are also many.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不要轻看我们在主里面的这样的福分和权柄。
So brothers and sisters, do not undermine or look down on this particular blessing as well as privilege that we have.
当我们与主耶稣基督来联合的时候，
that when we are united with Christ,
我们享有丰盛的祝福，
that we are experiencing the great abundance of blessing.
Exactly, abundant, 这样一种超越的丰富的。
Indeed, it's a superfluous abundance.
好，那么我们今天呢就要看这一段的经文。
So today we look at this particular passage.
我们来到约书亚记第十六章，我们连着一直看到第十九章。
So we'll look into Joshua 16, moving into 17.
在雅各的十二个儿子当中。
The 12 sons of Jacob.
那约瑟这个儿子很特别。
We see that Joseph is a very special son.
他是倒数第二个。
That even though he's the penultimate son.
但是他却得到长子继承双份产业的这样一个权利。
And yet he has received this privilege as the firstborn receiving double blessings.
因为他的两个儿子以法莲和马拿西，他们这两个支派与其他十个支派与这些伯伯们一起同分地。
That's because his children, Ephraim, as well as Manasseh, they are going to share this land together with their uncles.
因为旧约当中讲这个长子有双倍的祝福。
Because in the Old Testament it said that the firstborn will have double blessings.
那么今天呢，我们就来思想啊，从这个长子约瑟子孙分取未得之地中所得的祝福和功课。
And so we want to now ponder over this particular lesson as well as the blessings of this double blessings given to Ephraim and Manasseh.
首先，我们先来看这个第一点啊，他们的征战、他们的分地，还有夺取未得之地。
First, we're going to look at some of the battles, the land divided, as well as the land to be conquered.
我们进入约书亚记的时候，就看到他们先是去打仗。
When we enter into the book of Joshua, we know that they are at war.
那么打仗南征北战以后呢，就开始分地。
So after they have made their conquest both north to the south, they begin to divide up the land.
所以在这个十六章之前呢，上次我们看到是什么呢？是这个犹大支派先来分地。
So before chapter 16, we see that the tribe of Judah is beginning to get their allotment.
等一下我们就会要谈到这个犹大支派，他们也有长子的一部分的祝福。
Later on, we are also going to look into the tribe of Judah to see that they too will have double blessings as firstborn.
那么犹大支派当中，这个可能这个声音还是要再小一点，还是有点回音。那么犹大支派当中是谁呢？就是个迦勒。
Within the tribe of Judah, we see that there's Caleb.
他就先来要地，但他要的是最难得的那一块地。
Caleb is the one who has requested for a land that is the most difficult to conquer.
是巨人亚纳人所住的希伯伦那个地方。
Is the most difficult land where the giants in Zebulun were residing.
那么今天我们要看呢，约瑟的子孙。现在开始来分地了。
We now have to see the descendants of Joseph. They are now given their lands.
神很公平，他们研究啊所得到的地业，这块地业呢确实不小。
By lot they've been given the land, and they see that the land is not small.
等一下，马上我们给大家看地图，你看了以后你会惊讶的。
And later on, we're just going to show you a map, and you, when you see it, you might be in shock.
那么讲到从靠近耶利河的约旦河起啊，耶利河东，我想时间关系，我们就不都读了。
This passage you could look at it in your own time, but for time's sake, we're going to pass over it.
相当的广阔啊，这边有大海，那边一直到约旦河东很大的这个地业。
We see that there is the sea to the west, and then there is also towards the Jordan River. It's going to have an expansive land.
好啊，我们先看这是放大的一部分地图啊。
And so now we start to look at the map.
大家能看到我这个鼠标在动吗
？Are you able to see my cursor?
看不到吗？看不到哈。啊，我那个不敢用笔，用笔，等一下那个，可能就每一幅图都有这个啊。好，我们就先看最底下，最底下那一块以法莲，大家有看到吧？
If you look to the most bottom of the map, you see Ephraim.
以法莲上面好大的一块地，那叫做西马拉西。
If you look to its north, you see West Manasseh.
然后往东边约旦河东有一块更大的是东马拉西。
If you look to the east, you see East Manasseh, which is also a huge piece of land.
马拉西为什么有两块呢？因为他们有一半支派和流便支派、加德支派都留在了约旦河东。
So why is it that there are some lands on the east of the Jordan, River Jordan? That's also because there's also Reuben and Dan.
现在我们把这个整个十二支派这个地图都拿出来，放大一点给大家，缩小一点给大家看。
And so if we are to zoom out and we look at an overall a more macro view,
我们就能够看到约瑟的子孙得到的地有多么的大。
We can now see in proportion just how big of a piece of land that the descendants of Joseph received.
啊，不错，南边犹大支派的地业也蛮大的。
We see that, yeah, with Judah, they've received quite a sizable land too.
在圣经里明讲说，犹大支派你们地太大了，所以西缅支派住在你们中间，所以西缅支派占据了很大一块。
But we've also know that in Bible it's saying that the Judeans received.Such a big piece of land that the Simeons or the Simeonites are to also stay with them.
所以犹大和约瑟的子孙，他们有这个长子祝福啊，也特别是这个约瑟的这两个子孙啊，很清楚，他们拿到了好大的地业。
So with Judah as well as the two sons of Joseph, they've received the allotment of the firstborn.
但是他们实际上，这是我们今天要讲的，约瑟也好。犹大也好，他们都不真正是雅各的大儿子。
But in actual fact, whether it is Ephraim, Manasseh, Joseph, or even Judah, they're not the actual firstborn of Jacob.
考考大家，雅各一共有多少个儿子
？How many sons does Jacob have？
这很容易啊，十二个儿子，十二支派，十二支派。Sorry.
That's a pop quiz. It should be an easy answer. It's just 12, and so 12 tribes.
那么十二支派当中哪一个是真正的长子
？Of the 12 tribes, which by chronological order would be the firstborn?
流便了，流便是长子。
That would be the Reubenites because it's Reuben who's the firstborn.
但是长子的祝福，流便一点都没有得到。
However, Reuben received none of the blessings that was supposed to be given to a firstborn.
为什么
？Why is that?
对，博洋答得好。因为流便跟父亲的妾上床行淫
because the firstborn, the son Reuben, committed adultery sexual immorality.
所以神弃绝他，完全他没有得到长子的权柄，也没有得到长子的祝福。
So he was forsaken by the Lord. He did not receive any of the honor or privilege of the firstborn.
后面两个儿子谁呢？这个有点难了。
Now who are the next two sons?
一个是西缅。一个是利未
，One is Simeon and the other is Levi.
但是这老二、老三他们也没有得到这个长子的祝福。
But they too did not therefore get passed on with the firstborn blessing.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
他们杀人，对了，他们杀人。
Because of murder that they committed.
Yeah, 非常的残忍。
In fact, the murder was very cruel.
当他们复仇的时候，自己的这个怒和血气都进去了。
In their vengeance, they poured in all that their flesh could carry out.
那么第四个就是犹大了。
And the fourth would be Judah.
啊，所以犹大支派实际上承受了长子哪一部分的祝福呢？就是在兄弟当中为首。
And so what is the blessing that Judah received? And that is to be the first of all the brothers.
犹大常常是代表兄弟们讲话。
Judah is the one who represents the brothers to speak.
在出埃及进旷野以后，十二个这个支派列队，犹大支派是在最前面的三个支派当中领头的。
Once they left Egypt and entering to the wilderness, is the tribe of Judah that's always in the forefront.
犹大支派当中出来了真正做王的。
In the tribe of Judah, we see that the king came from the tribe of Judah.
大卫王。
King David.
直到后来的耶稣基督弥赛亚。
And all the way extending into Jesus Christ the Messiah.
啊，所以在弟兄当中做王的是犹大，是从弟兄当中为首的那是犹大。
So as the leader of all the brothers, that title belongs to Judah.
那在弟兄当中得到双倍福气的，刚才我们讲了，就是以法莲和马拿西。
And ones among the brothers to receive the double blessings would be Ephraim as well as Manasseh.
约瑟的两个儿子。
The two sons of Joseph.
那我们现在就来思想，圣经当中讲到这个长幼、先后，还有这个大小。
So let us consider what the Bible talks about in terms of the elder as well as the younger, whether it's first or the second.
圣经呢，跟我们这个中国人的传统文化好像有点一样的。
So there seems to be some similarities between our Chinese traditional culture as well as what is described in the Bible.
就是长幼有序，是不是这样子？
And that there is a sequence, an order when it comes to the elder and the younger.
啊，那么呢，确实让我们看到圣经当中有好多地方。还不仅是特例，因为特别多了就不再是特例了。
And we see that there are many, many different points in the Bible that describe this, so it's not necessarily just out of the ordinary.
神拣选的那个符合神心意的，常常不是长子。
That somehow the one who is pleasing to the Lord is never really the firstborn in terms of the chronological birth.
真的吗？真的。
Is that true? Yes, it is.
我们来看看，都列出来了。
We see that it's all been listed.
我们没有时间，没有办法，所有的经文都给大家看。那我们今天不要去讲别的了。
And so we don't have enough time to run through every single example, so we're just going to look at.
大家，如果你把这个经文记下来呢，你回去以后可以做一个 Bible study， 实际上是很有意思。
And so take a note of this, do a screenshot, take a picture, so that we could do a very fruitful Bible study.
那现在我们这样很快一个一个过一下，好吧
？But very quickly we could do an overview.
首先。亚当夏娃的这两个儿子。
We see the sons of Adam and Eve.
啊，再考大家，亚伯和该隐谁是哥哥
？So who is the elder brother between Abel and Cain?、啊、
该隐是哥哥啊，该隐是哥哥。
The Cain's the brother.
神悦纳谁？神悦纳亚伯。
But who is well accepted by God is Abel.
并不是因为说该隐是种田的。亚伯是放羊的啊，然后神喜悦这个牧羊人，喜悦畜牧的，不喜悦这个农耕的。
But it's not because one is in the works of agriculture and the other is a shepherd.
乃是因为亚伯是把他羊群当中什么呀，头生的 firstborn， 他献给神。
But we see that Abel has committed the firstborn from his flock to the Lord.
但是这个哥哥该隐却嫉妒弟弟。
But the elder brother Cain is envious of the younger brother.
居然就把弟弟亚伯杀死。
And so he killed Abel.
所以有人说这个历史上第一次谋杀呀。
So we see that the first murder of human history
发生在祭坛前面。
Happened before the altar.
发生在教会里面，这是加引号的。
So you could see that it happened in church.
亚伯献祭献得更美，结果。哥哥把他杀了。
Abel lifted up a more beautiful offering, but Cain killed him.
那么这是亚伯和该隐。
So this is between Abel and Cain.
下面闪和亚弗。
And we also see Shem and Japheth.
啊，挪亚三个儿子闪、含、亚弗。
We see the three sons of Noah.
一般闪在前面，我们都认为，甚至从圣经有些地方看，都好像是闪是哥哥。
So within the Bible, we tend to think that maybe Shem is the brother because he's mentioned the elder's brother.
那弟兄姊妹，你稍微做一点 Bible study， 做一点这个详细的查经。
But if you're to look deeper in your Bible studies,
如果你看创世纪十章第二十一节的时候，那里实际上已经直接指出来说亚弗是兄长。
If you look into Genesis chapter 10:21, you see that Japheth is in terms of the elder brother.
啊， 因为像这个挪亚在五百岁的时候开始生儿育女。
We see that Noah began to have the first son when he was 500 years old.
但是这个闪呢，却是在挪亚应该是大约503岁左右的时候生的。
And Shem was born around when Noah was 503 years old.
所以这个地方我们要请大家来仔细来注意。
So something that we are to draw careful observation.
洪水之后。
After the flood.
又过了两年。
After 2 years after the flood.
那么这个闪呢，一百岁。
Shem was 100 years old.
那这时候他才开始生孩子。
At that time, he began to have children.
那这时候他爸爸这个挪亚呢，实际上已经600几岁了。
And so his father is over 600 years old.
所以你仔细看这个圣经，我在这里没有办法再详细讲了。
And so do go back into scripture and look at it because I don't have the time to exposit it for you.
所以在这个挪亚五百岁的时候生的不是闪。
And so the child that was born to Noah when he was 500 years old was not Shem.
这显然闪更合神的心意，更合父亲的心意。
But yet Shem was a favorite.
后来在每次记载的时候，常常闪就在前面了。
And in biblical records, we see that Shem is always put in the first order.
好，亚伯兰和哈兰。
How about Abraham and Haran?
我们也常常以为这个亚伯兰是哥哥。
It's also easy to mistake Abraham as the elder brother.
实际上，他拉的这几个儿子当中呢，亚伯兰并不是老大，并不是长子。
But we see that Abraham is not the first.
当这个亚伯兰出这个哈兰的时候，就是这个地名哈兰的时候。
When Abraham left Ur,
那时候他年75岁。
He was 75 years old.
但如果你要是看看他的爸爸塔拉那时候是什么时候死的，因为他爸爸死在哈兰以后，这个地名以后，他才出了哈兰继续往前走。
But you see that the father passed away only after a certain time after he left Haran.
跟前面一样，如果你一算这个时间的时候，发现哦，原来亚伯兰不是塔拉的第一个儿子。
And so if you're to make a calculation, we see that Abraham is not the firstborn.
好，我们再往下看，以撒和以实玛利。
How about Isaac and Ishmael?
这个更清楚了。
And this is very clear.
谁先生的？
Who's the firstborn?
以实玛利嘛，夏甲所生的。
Ishmael was born of Hagar.
那么你知道，直到今天呢？
Until today.
这个伊斯兰教这个回教徒呢，他们都特别强调点，他说以实玛利是哥哥。
You see that within Islam, there are Muslims who will emphasize very strongly this point that Ishmael is the elder brother.
以前我在神学院里面，我学这个伊斯兰教的时候，就跟这个伊斯兰教他们的应该叫 imam 就是他们的牧师，我们这个有这个对话了解。
And so back in seminary school, when I was learning about Islam, I had a conversation with an imam.
我们说亚伯拉罕在摩利亚山上面献独生爱子以撒，对不对？
We know that Abraham was offering Isaac on Mount Moriah as an offering.
那么这个伊斯兰教徒他们说献的不是以撒。
And the Muslims would say, no, that wasn't Isaac.
献的是以实玛利。
That was Ishmael.
因为他们是以实玛利的后代嘛。
Because they are the descendants of Ishmael.
那他的根据是怎么说呢？
But what basis do they have?
他的根据他不是看圣经明讲献的以撒，但是他说不对因为那个地方说献的是独子。
What they appeal to is not necessarily what's written in scripture, but it's just simply saying that it was the only son.
所以以撒生了以撒已经不是独子了。
And so by the time that Isaac was born, that means that Abraham had more than one son.
但是他们没有注意到那个地方讲的是凭应许生的，那以撒就是独子。
But something that they've missed is that this son is one that was born of the promise, and so therefore the only son.
所以神的祝福，神的应许不是在以实玛利身上，而是在以撒的身上。
And so the Lord's blessing was not on Ishmael but on Isaac.
好，我们继续往下看雅各和以扫。
And we can now look at Jacob and Esau.
这兄弟俩。
These two brothers.
那谁是哥哥？
Who's the elder brother?
以扫是哥哥。
Esau.
结果以扫怎么样啊？
What happened to Esau?
这个故事大家都知道，太有名了。
So this narrative is so famous, I think you know.
为了一碗红豆汤啊。
That for a bowl of soup.
把长子的名分就给卖了。
He sold the rights in the name of his firstborn.
卖给弟弟雅各。
To Jacob.
好可惜。
Such a pity.
好，我们继续往下看，就是约瑟、犹大 还有流变，刚才我们已经提过了。
And as mentioned earlier, now we look at Joseph, Judah, and Reuben.
流变本来是长子，
Reuben,
但是什么都没有得到。
Reuben is chronologically the firstborn, but he received nothing.
这个长子的祝福。
Just received nothing of this blessing of the firstborn.
好，下面咱们再来看以法莲和马拿西。
Now we look at Ephraim and Manasseh.
约瑟的这两个儿子。
These two sons of Joseph.
在埃及生的。
They were born in Egypt.
后来雅各带着全家到埃及来投奔儿子约瑟。
And after that, Jacob did bring the entire family over to Egypt to be with Joseph.
兄弟相认，全家相会，好美的一个故事。
What a beautiful story when the brothers and the family reunited.
到雅各晚年的时候，约瑟带着两个儿子，以法莲、马拿西牵着两个儿子来见雅各。
When Jacob was of old age, Joseph brought Ephraim and Manasseh to see Jacob.
谁是哥哥？
Who is the brother? Who is the elder brother?
对啊，那很聪明，已经看出这个看出规律来了。后面那个是哥哥。
That's good. Yeah, we're now starting to see the pattern. The name that's mentioned second is actually chronologically the first.
不是看出规律，圣经读得好啊，是圣经读得好。
But this is you've done your Bible study well.
马拿西是哥哥。
Manasseh is the firstborn.
约瑟请自己的父亲雅各为这两个孙子来祝福。
So Joseph asked his father to personally bless his grandchildren.
两个儿子怎么牵呢？
How are they held?
左手约瑟牵着马拿西哥哥。
Left hand was with Manasseh and
右手牵着弟弟以法莲。
And right hand was the younger brother Ephraim.
面对着自己的父亲雅各。
Facing his own father Jacob.
雅各两手一伸。
Jacob extending his hands out.
右手自然就按在哥哥马拿西的头上了。
The right hand would be on the head of Manasseh.
因为右手象征的力量。
Because right hand is a symbol of power.
为大的祝福。
It's for the blessing of the elder one.
哎，这个雅各也怪了。
But Jacob is a little odd also.
那胳膊也比较长一点。
Perhaps his arms are longer.
他就这个这么一交叉。
Somehow he crossed. His arms,
然后为这两个孙子祝福。
That he's also able to therefore bless his grandchildren.
约瑟一看见不高兴了。
When Joseph saw this, he was not happy.
说爸爸，这个是哥哥，你这个怎么这样祝福呢？
He said, Wait, you've got the order wrong. Why are you blessing it this way?
雅各说我知道。
Jacob says, I know.
哎，就是要这样祝福。
But this is the way that the blessings are to go out.
所以以法莲跑到了自己哥哥马拿西的上面去。
And so Ephraim it was in a way elevated above Manasseh.
后来，当约瑟这个雅各把约瑟两个儿子收为自己的儿子。
Later on, Ephraim and Manasseh was adopted as his own son, as Jacob's own son.
使得以法莲和马拿西得到这个双倍的福分，与这些 uncle 们啊，与这些伯伯们一起来分地的时候。
Such that when the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh were dividing the land with their uncles,
在整个这些的支派当中，实际上以法莲也变成是为首的。
We see that even among all the tribes, Ephraim has also become the firstborn, receiving the double blessings.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
后来你看那个北国以色列。
Later on, we are going to look. If you look into the history of the northern kingdom,
常常用哪一个支派来代替啊？
You see.Which is the tribe that is used to represent Israel?
就是以法莲。
And that would be Ephraim.
啊，就是北国以色列。
Ephraim is equated to the northern kingdom Israel.
好，我们再往下看法勒斯啊和谢拉。
Look at Perez and Zerah.
啊，这个犹大这两个儿子。
The two sons of Judah.
啊，那他们的妈妈生这两个孩子，他们是双胞胎。
You see that they are twins, twins of Tamar, the mom.
谁是哥哥？
Who is the elder brother?
谢拉吗？
Zerah.
谢拉先把这个手从妈妈肚子里面伸出来。
So Zerah was first born out of the womb of the mom.
接生婆立刻就给他拴了一个红线绳。
And immediately he was given a red string.
啊，结果他这个手收回去，然后这个弟弟法勒斯先出来了。
But somehow he retracted his arm, and then the next thing we know, Perez was out of the womb.
所以这个先生还说呢，说你怎么这么着急呢？就拴着红线绳的后出来，这个哥哥变弟弟，弟弟变哥哥了。
And so, the husband would say to the wife, Why were you so eager? Now the order is messed up.
对，后来犹大的一个祝福，这个长子实际上从法勒斯这里往下传。
And so we see that the blessings that come through Judah then goes through Perez.
然后传到大卫的爸爸耶西这里。
Come to the father of David, Jesse.
耶西八个儿子。
We see that Jesse has 8 sons.
大卫最小的。
David is the youngest.
对不对呀？所以这个撒母耳去来这个按立耶西的儿子为王的时候。
And so when Samuel came to anoint the brothers, one of the brothers,
连这个大卫连出现都没有出现。
David wasn't even there.
耶西想到我就最小的一个儿子就是放放羊就得了嘛。
And Jesse was thinking, well, this is my youngest son. He could just go look tend the flock.
这个先知撒母耳说，哎，这个儿子不错啊，那个儿子不错。神说我都不看，不要这些。
And so when the prophet Samuel is looking at the brothers, he was like, wow, this brother is pretty good, but none of them were accepted, were favored.
最后没办法问耶西说你还有没有儿子啊？
And so he came to his wit's end and he asked Jesse, well, do you have another son?
还有一个最小的大卫。
I have a youngest, David.
神说这是合我心意的人。
And Jesus, and God says, this is the one whom I'm pleased.
好多这样的例子，对不对？
There are so many of these examples.
所以我们的神做事是独行其事的神。
And so our Lord has his own ways, unique ways.
不错，长子是有福分的，长子是有权柄的。
Indeed, the first son has a status as well as blessings.
但是圣经当中，在旧约里面也讲，在新约里面也引用。
But we see it in the Old Testament, and we see also allusions as well as references in the New Testament.
就是将来大的要服侍小的。
But that the least would, no, the greatest will serve the least.
The older shall.
And the older shall serve the younger.
有点字有点小。那这是神对利百加，就是他在生雅各和以扫的时候所讲的这个话。
So these were words that God said to Rebecca.
不单是旧约当中有许多这样的例子。
It's not only that in the Old Testament we see all these examples.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道在新约当中，
but we see in the New Testament,
神我们的主耶稣基督也多次的讲到一句话。
That Jesus Christ Himself has said this.
在几卷不同的福音书当中重复耶稣这句话呢，有一个特别的地方，是在不同的上下文当中。
That we see the repeat of this particular statements in the different gospels, but they do have different contexts.
其他的话呢，重复，但是同样的一个上下文，只不过是不同的作者记载。
But we will see that the different authors were recorded within a different context.
那我们来看，首先看马可福音第十章。
So let us look at Mark chapter 10.
这个门徒呢，就说：“哎呀，主啊，你这话讲得好难啊，这个在谁能得救呢？”
This is when the disciples are saying, well, this is the words that you say are so hard. Who can be saved?
耶稣说在人不能，在神却不然，在神凡事都能。
That is may not be possible with man, but with God, all things are possible.
那么然后主耶稣就讲了啊，人为我和福音撇下这一切等等，并且要受逼迫，来世必得永生。
Then Jesus said, tell them that I tell you the truth, no one who has left home or brothers or sisters or children feels for me in the gospel will fail to receive 100 times.
然后最后十章，马可福音十章三十一节，主就讲了一句话。
And in verse 31 he says,
叫做在前的将要在后，在后的将要在前。
But many who are first will be last and the last first.
然后马太福音又在另外的一个环境当中啊，上下文当中，主又重复了这句话。
In Matthew chapter 20, the Lord repeated this particular statement.
葡萄园工人的比喻。
But this was in the parable of the workers in the vineyard.
从早上开始一直到下午五点钟啊，马上都要收工落山了。那么到葡萄园来的人，这个每个人给的钱都是一样的，一钱银子。
And so they were all these workers were working hard in a vineyard, even those who came late, but they were all paid the same.
那么这个先进来的人呢，他就不干了。
And so the ones who first arrived, they felt an injustice.
我辛辛苦苦受累干了这么一整天的时间，你就跟那个只干了一个小时的人 拿的是一样多的钱。
He said, well, I've worked so many hours for you, and yet this person who just worked an hour for you is receiving the same payment as I am.
主人怎么回答呢？
How did the master reply?
我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？
Are my things not to my own use?
因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？
But that you will be envious because I was a good person?
这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。
Again, in verse 16, it stated, so the last will be first, and the first will be last.
每次读到这个地方的时候，
Whenever I come to this statement by Jesus,
我自己都得到一个非常大的提醒。
I've been deeply reminded.
一方面，我们的神做事超过我们所求所想。
On the one hand, the way that God works is beyond our expectations.
另一方面，我也为那些干活干了一整天的人，我也真是为他们很难过。
On the other hand, I do feel or relate to those who have worked the entire day.
其实弟兄姊妹，你仔细想想。
But for brothers and sisters, let us think more deeply.
他干的比那个做一小时的人要多得多。
Indeed, those who worked from the beginning of the day did work much more than those who did work for only an hour.
不错，好像收入是一样。
And yet, and the payment is the same.
但是我们的神是公平的神，公义的神，对不对？
Well, God is a just God. He's a fair God.
你难道不相信我们的主会给他们大大的祝福吗？
Do we not believe that our Lord will not bless them abundantly?
他不需要在那里去抱怨的呀。
There's no need for us to or any of the workers to complain.
我怎么知道的？
How do I know this?
我给大家再举一个例子，又是个兄弟的故事，在路加福音十五章这个浪子的故事，大家记得吧？
Oh, again, give you an example. This is coming from Luke 15, the parables of the prodigal brothers.
大儿子、小儿子。
The older brother and the younger brother.
这两个儿子，哎，我请问大家，你比较喜欢哪个儿子？
Which son do you like more between the two?
这个话很难回答，是不是？
It's a little difficult to answer.
好了，哪个儿子比较蒙祝福？
Well, which son has received the greater blessing?
小儿子，是不是 失而复得的这个儿子。
Is it not the young son who was lost but now found?
当这个爸爸把衣服也给他穿上了，戒指给他戴上，然后又杀牛杀这个牛犊，然后来这个款待来欢宴庆祝的时候。
With the robe, with the ring, with the calf, with the feast.
大儿子什么表现？
What was the response of the elder brother?
进都不进去。
He refused to enter into the party.
很生气。
He was very angry.
爸爸出来来找他。
The father came out to look for him.
爸爸不再是在那里来等候自己小儿子归回。
The father was not only waiting for the return of the younger son.
爸爸也去寻自己的大儿子。
But he also went out to seek the older son.
大儿子就抱怨了，是不是啊？
And the older son complained.
我一直辛辛苦苦地给你干活呀。
I've been working so hard for you.
然后你那个小儿子跟娼妓把那些财产都挥霍了。
And your younger son, he just wasted all your wealth.
你却对他这么好。
And yet you treat him so well.
你什么时候为我宰一只牛犊？
When have you even given me a calf?
现在请大家注意，这是我们读这段经文常常忽略的地方。爸爸怎么回答的？
But something we should not overlook, is the reply of the father to the son.
啊，怎么回答这个大儿子的？
How did the father say?
儿啊，你常与我同在。
My son, you are always with me.
我一切所有的都是你的。
And everything I have is yours.
看到了吗？
Do we see it?
我真是为这个大儿子不值，你不需要去抱怨。
Just you feel for the older brother, but at the same time you know that there was no need for him to complain.
你的天父怎么会不爱你？
That how would our Abba Father not love us?
我们再往下看。
We look further.
路加福音十三章二十三到30节。
In Luke chapter 13.
这个地方又是一个环境。
We see that this is yet another environment.
这样一个上下文当中，主耶稣说你们要努力进窄门。
Jesus telling everyone that you're to make every effort to enter through the narrow door.
耶稣说很多人到最后要审判的时候要来到面前，耶稣说你们做人离开我吧。
Jesus would say there are many who will come to me and saying Lord, Lord, but Jesus would dismiss them.
然后耶稣就说了，说看到旧约的众先知在神的国里面，但是这些犹太人却在外面哀哭切齿。
We see that there are the Old Testament prophets who will be in the heavenly kingdom, but we see that a lot of these Jews, they will be outside.
但是却从各方有许许多多的这些外邦人却来到神的国里面来坐席。
But at the same time, we'll see that people will come from the east, west, north, and south and take their place at the feast of the kingdom of God.
这地方是神对这些犹太人讲的，在后的在前了，在前的在后了。
And here God is speaking to the Jews, saying that there are those who are last will be first, and those who were first will be last.
这里讲的是你和我，我们这些的外邦人。
Here we are the Gentiles.
我们在后的，我们却变成在前的。
Even though we are the last, we will be first.
抱歉，这个英文的经文我就要跳过去，再往下。
Moving on.
所以在这里有一句话和大家一同来分享。
There's something to share with you, a statement.
在文革的时候呢，这个国内就有一句话。
So、during the Cultural Revolution, we have a saying in China.
一方面这个血统论啊，龙生龙，凤生凤，对不对
？And so there's partly genetics, meaning that a dragon would birth a dragon, a phoenix would birth a phoenix.、
啊、老子英雄儿好汉。
Well,
the father is hero, and then the son is warrior. 那这个是出身血统论。
So this is out of the perspective of genetics.
那还有一个讲法呢，是什么？出身不由己，道路可选择。
The other saying is that even though you can't choose your birth, you can choose your path.
这下你们杜克传奇年轻人大概不知道。
So perhaps this is something that is more unfamiliar with some of the.
从圣经当中的启示和教导看到一点。
But something that we see from the inspiration as recorded in the Bible.
我把它改一下，叫做先后不由己，道路要选择。
Though you cannot choose your birth order, you must choose your path.
所以呢，如果你要是 play with words, 就是 you can't choose to be born first, but you can choose to be the firstborn.
So in terms of English, you could do a word play. You can't choose to be born first, but you can choose to be the firstborn.
啊，你说，哎，圣经里不讲吗？神，我说拿一块泥造贵重的器皿，拿一块泥造贵贱卑贱的器皿，你都没选，没得选的。
But we are saying, isn't it in the Bible telling us that we could be a noble vessel or you could be a lowly vessel? This is not something we can choose.
啊，这是一部分，但是你要晓得，圣经也讲，人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做。贵重的器皿。
But that we also know that in the Bible we are taught that we are to choose what is pure, such that we will also be noble.
如果一个人说我是这个长子，我一切福分都是我的，理所当然的，你要小心了。
And so if we think that we are just because we are born first, we are entitled to the blessings of the firstborn, that we have to be very careful.
就像当年的犹太人那样。
And so the same for的 Jews of old.
而我们这些的外邦人，我本来是野橄榄，但是接到了那橄榄树上面，我们却成为了亚伯拉罕的真正的子孙。
We will see that whether you are the in terms of the olive tree, are you planted or implanted?
那么我们再来思想一下以法莲的教训。
Something we can take to heart is the lesson of Ephraim.
为什么要专门的讲这个以法莲呢
？Why do you want to speak of the tribe of Ephraim？
从刚才的分享当中，大家已经注意到。
So earlier we hear from the benedict from the exhortation。
以法莲那是长子当中的长子。
We see that Ephraim is the firstborn of the firstborn。
为什么这么说
？Why do we say so？
因为他的爸爸约瑟继承了长子的祝福。
Because Joseph did receive the blessing of the firstborn.
那以法莲呢，又是爸爸的这两个儿子当中小的，但是自己又变成了长子。
And Ephraim, even though he was born second, but he inherited the firstborn status.
可以说，这位以法莲，这位本来在后的，结果在前了，他是天之骄子啊。
So Ephraim, even though he was last, is now first.
大家来看这个地图。
Let us again look at this map.
以法莲的这个地方
，Look at the land that Ephraim occupies.
正好在应许之地的正中间。
It is central, is right in smack in the center of the promised land.
这是研究得到的。
This is by drawing lots, though.
他的哥哥马拿西。
We see that the older brother Manasseh.
还有一半的支派跑到约旦河东不进来。
There were half of them who were on the east side of River Jordan.
神不错是给他们祝福。
Sorry.
啊，神不错，神是给马拿西也有祝福。
It's right that the Lord did give them blessings.
但是以法莲的地位得天独厚。
But at the same time, we see that Ephraim is uniquely placed, is above all.
但是最后以法莲怎样呢？
But what happened to Ephraim?
刚才我们说圣经当中用以法莲来代替北国以色列。
We mentioned earlier that Ephraim is used as a representative of the northern kingdom Israel.
先知书里面多次的讲以法莲啊，以法莲。
Oftentimes the prophets would cry out, Ephraim, Ephraim.
是夸他还是批评他？
Is it a compliment or is it a rebuke?
弟兄姊妹们，是批评他。
It is a rebuke.
这个以法莲后来离弃神
，because Ephraim they did forsake God，
最后也被神离弃
，and was forsaken by God，
非常的遗憾
，it was such a pity。
北国这个以色列当中一个好王都没有出来
，there was not a single good king that came out of the northern kingdom。
这个以法莲本来在后的，在前了，对不对？非长子成为长子
，Ephraim was initially the last。Who then became the first because he was the younger son who became the older son.
但是在前的又跑到在后的去了。
But as the first, he then became the last.
最后被神离弃。
And forsaken by God.
我们思想属灵的功课。
So a spiritual lesson we are to bear in mind.
首先第一个，好的开始是成功的一半，这是我们中国人的一句成语。
So true to what the Chinese traditional saying is that a good start is.Half of the success.
但是我们同时要知道还有另外一句的成语
at the same time,
叫做行百里者半九十
as translated, one must sustain one's effort when a task is nearing completion.
所以佳姐大家想想、哎、这好像挺有意思的
So when we see the tension between these two statements,
刚刚我们一开始有一个很好的 很蒙福的一个开始哇我们已经成功一半了
We say that, wow, that's a wonderful blessingWe've already attained half of the success.
好像中间这百分之九十都不算数。
And it's as if the whatever 90% that comes in between does not matter.
最后那十个 mile 又是另外一半。
But it's that the last 10 miles that becomes the most pressing.
但我们知道这里面的意义是什么。
But we do know what the meaning is.
每一个 mile 都很重要。
That every mile is important.
到最后马上好当我们已经快要得着了
so we are almost there.
我们已经相当成功了
we are relatively successful.
但是如果这个时候我们骄傲
However, if we become prideful,
如果这时候我们放松
However, or we become very lax,
如果这时候我们从神为中心变到了自己为中心
or that we go from being God-centered to self-centered,
那这时候可能我们最后这十个 mile 的时候很关键的我们可能却失去了
As we arrive at this last 10 miles which are very critical we may lose it
大家有在这个 YouTube 上有很多我今天没有拿出来给大家看那个视频就是体育比赛的时候、跑到最前面那个人
So on YouTube there are many of these videosOf athletes who are leading the pack in terms of the running.
跑得非常快，马上就去撞线了。
Of the running towards the finishing line.
左右都没有人在他前面。
There was no one. They've left everyone behind.
冲线之前已经开始举起手来，都在这庆祝了。
And before the athlete, the leader crossed the finishing line, was already raising up the arms to celebrate.
后面跟着一个人猛地往前这么一冲。
So all of a sudden, you have an athlete who just made a final charge.Pass him in, on, or her、over the finishing line.
就差那么0.02秒，本来那个冠军变成亚军，后面那个亚军变成了冠军了。
That for that split 0.02 seconds, the could have been champion became a silver medalist.
大家都看到过吧、
Perhaps you've seen such videos.
有跑步的，有滑冰的，有骑自行车的，都有。
All kinds of sports.
所以圣经当中有句话叫做直奔标杆。
And so we are told to press on toward the goal.
忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
That we are to forget of the past, but we are to press on forward toward the goal.
那么好了，这个兄弟之间，哇，这个竞争还挺激烈的，是不是
？So So it does feel like there's some pretty intense competition between the older and the younger.
兄弟之间还有另外一面。
But there's another side to the story of the older and the younger.
刚才我们讲到摩利亚山。
Earlier we talked about Mount Moriah.
神让亚伯拉罕献以撒的那个地方。
A place where God instructed Abraham to offer up Isaac.
后来也是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场被大卫王买来建圣殿的这个地方。
But we also see that it was where the Jebusites were, but David purchased the land to build the temple.
同一座山。
It was the same mountain.
关于这个圣殿山呢，犹太人有一个传说。
Of this temple mount, the Jews have this tradition.
两兄弟的故事。
That there are the story of two brothers.
今天我们讲很多两兄弟的故事。
Today we've spoken about many stories of two brothers.
这个耶布斯人呢，阿尔南有一个弟弟叫亚劳拿。
We see that within the Jebusites there is there's a younger brother. I do not know that.
没关系，这个名字不重要。
There's a younger brother.
那么这个兄弟两个呢，爸爸去世以后留下这个产业给他们。那么这个兄弟俩呢，就族里面其他的这个长辈就来帮他们把这个产业分一分。
Those in the tribe began to help them parcel out their inheritance.
一块地大一点，一块地小一点。
There was a bigger piece of land and a smaller piece of land.
兄弟俩哪一个都不要那块大的地。
Neither of the brothers wanted the bigger piece of land.
最后终于帮他们把这两块地分开了。
But finally, they managed to divide up the land between the two brothers.
各自在地上面耕种。
And they began to practice their agricultural.
就是圣殿山这个地方。
This is around the Temple Mount.
阿尔南的这个禾场。
This is where the harvest land is.
然后这个哥哥呢，他已经结婚了。
This older brother is married.
然后他就跟自己的太太说。
And he said to his wife,
他说我的弟弟还是单身一个人还很不容易。
He said, my younger brother, he is still single by himself, it's not that easy.
以后还要成家立业。
He's also going to have his own family.
那神祝福我们有蛮多的这个丰收的。
And since God has blessed us with much of these produce,
那我就把我们这个禾捆拿一些给弟弟好不好？
Why don't we just bring some bundles of our harvest to our brother?
太太听了说好。
The wife heard the suggestion and said, sure.
所以这个哥哥呢，晚上啊，夜深人静的时候，他不要让弟弟知道，然后就扛着这个禾捆，就这个走过去，就到弟弟地那边，然后就把这禾捆堆到弟弟的这个禾堆里面。
And、so this older brother, in the quiet of night, not wanting anyone to know of this good deed, just brought this bundle of harvest and tossed it onto the field of the younger brother.
然后每天晚上就这样做。
And did this night after night.
哎，过了几天，他发现自己的这个河堆里面这河捆怎么没有少呢
？But then after a while, he realized that his overall inventory did not decrease.
哎，这就觉得这个怪了。
He's like, this is weird.
好，继续给弟弟送。
But nonetheless, he continued to give to his younger brother.
一天晚上半夜，他扛这个河捆往弟弟的这个河堆那边这个田地里面走的时候
，So one midnight as he was walking towards the younger brother's field.
迎面走过来一个人
，There was a person who began to walk toward him，
也扛着禾捆
，was also carrying this bundle。
两个人见面才发现，原来是兄弟俩。
After they met, they realized, well, it's you, the brother。
哥哥看到弟弟，这个弟弟看到哥哥，弟弟说：“哥哥，你为什么这个往我这边地里走
？”The older brother saw the younger brother. The younger brother asked, "Why are you walking toward my fields?"
哥哥说：“因为你还。”一个人还没有成家立业。
And the older brother said, "Well, you're still single. You've not had your own family yet."
我这边有很多的禾捆，我送一点给你。
I've got plenty of harvest, so I'm giving you some.
那弟弟，你为什么往我这边走呢
？But why are you walking toward my field?
弟弟说：“哥哥呀，因为你已经结婚了，你有孩子。
”The younger brother said, "Well, because you're married, you have children."
家里的挑费很大。
There's a lot of expenses.
我就是一个人。
By myself,
一人吃饱全家不饿。
Once I'm filled, the whole family is filled.
那神祝福我这么多的禾捆，我送一些给你。
So God has blessed me with much of the harvest, so I'm now giving some to you.
所以两个人都明白了。
So both of them understood.
为什么他们两个禾捆都不减少
？Why is it that there is no decrease in any of their stock?
直到以后。
until later.
兄弟俩就在这个圣殿山这里抱头痛哭。
And so they cried, they hugged and they cried on this Temple Mount.
后来圣殿就建在这个地方。
And this is where the temple was built.
圣经里面没有记载，但是这是犹太人的一个非常美丽的一个传说。
It is not written, this story was not recorded in the Bible. It is a beautiful parable or fable of the Jews.
讲到这里。
Now that we've arrived at this point,
我想和大家分享。
Something I would like to share with you.
我知道最近对我们教会来说非常的重要。
I know that recent weeks have been a critical time for our church.
我们刚刚支堂出去。
That we have had a church plant.
现在在凯瑞堂那边又有很大的需要。
And that there is a great need for carry.
神感动弟兄姊妹们要买一块地和地上的这个房子。
And that God has moved the carry congregation to see that there is a plot of property that we should acquire.
作为未来聚会的需要。
That it will be purchased.For the needs of our service in the future.
我们说我们德恩堂和凯瑞堂两个堂。
We say that we are two congregations. We have Durham as well as Cary.
我们是兄弟堂，是姐妹的关系。
That we are brotherly, and we are also sister congregations.
那么在买教堂这件事情上面，我们也知道，虽然我知道大部分弟兄姊妹是赞同，可能也有一些弟兄姊妹有这样的想法或者那样的想法。
And so when it comes to the ballot of whether to make the purchase, I do know that majority has given the consent. There are some who are still in objection.
上次也和大家分享，我来这个教会到现在都还不到半年的时间。
I've also shared with all of you that I've not been here for over, I've been here for less than half a year.
一件又一件又大又难的事情。
It has been one challenge after another.
也有弟兄姊妹跟我说。
There are brothers and sisters who have said to me.
出于好意的说。
When it's out of goodwill.
牧师买教堂这件事你别讲话。
That don't speak on this matter of making a purchase for a building.
我知道如果什么都不讲，可以明哲保身，是不是？
In some ways, I could be silent in that way, be self-preserving.
我也很感谢。
At the same time, I'm thankful.
但同时，我也想到圣经当中以斯帖的故事。
But I've also brought to mind the story of Esther.
焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为了现今的机会。
That for her to have become the empress at that time or the queen at that time, isn't it for this time?
我祷告之后，我觉得我实在不能够闭口不言。
After praying, I've come to a consent that I cannot be silent.
而且不单是讲
，Not only to speak，
我和我的太太也在祷告，神要我们怎么去做。
But in terms of what we're supposed to do, I've been praying about that with my wife。
所以我也想在这里报告给大家。
And so I would like to report it to everyone。
很谦卑的报告。
But it's to carry a heart of humility。
实际上是很惭愧的说。
In a way, it's also of shame。
我们夫妻祷告以后。
After we prayed,
我们愿意为凯瑞教堂买教堂奉献$10,000现金。
That we are willing to give, we are pressed forward to give $10,000 toward the purchasing fund.
是在我们的十一奉献以外的。
And this will be apart from our tithing.
现金的奉献。
That this will be a cash offering.
我们希望能够给更多。
Hope that we can give more.
但是现在因为三个孩子都要交学费。
But the same, but for right now, we still have to take care of, let's say, the tuition fees for our three children.
所以只能够摆上这一点，所以很惭愧。
So this is the little that we can offer up.
但是我在主面前的祷告是。
But the prayer that we have before our God.
盼望若神感动我们成就这件事情。
If God moves us.
让我们真的看到兄弟之间的这个彼此相爱。
That we see the love between the brothers.
我跟凯瑞堂弟兄姊妹已经想得很清楚。
I've said it very clearly to the brothers and sisters in Cary.
我说德恩堂那边有需要的时候，我一样会好好的奉献。
if there is a need for Durham, it's the same, I'm going to offer up the same way.
不是给这个或者给那个，而是奉献在神的国度里面。
That is not giving to either Durham or Kerry, but in fact it is giving into the kingdom of God.
我这样时间已经不短了。我们这边还有马上要讲的。
We do have much more to say.
第四点，我们要保持锐意进取。
So we do have to keep that strong spirit as we press on.
刚才一开始我们所读的这段经文。
Earlier the passage that we read.
约瑟的子孙以法莲马拿西来见约书亚分地的时候，他们这样讲。
In the distribution of the land.
说你给我们分的地太少了。只有一揪一段这么一段的地。弟兄姊妹，我们不用再回去看那个地图，我们刚才看到了，他们的地小吗？一点都不小啊。
We can look at the map and we see that their land is not small at all.
他们的地是最大的。
Their land is the biggest.
那么约书亚怎么回答呢
？How did Joshua answer them?
约书亚，如果你嫌你的地小，实际上是他们地很大，但是有一些是被那些迦南人占领。
Joshua is saying, yeah, and you may think that your land is small because much of your land is also occupied by Canaanites.
那你可以进去去得那为地，砍那地为业，砍伐树木。
And so, but you could just go into the land and you could take down the forest.
约瑟的子孙怎么说呢？说那些人太强了，他们有铁车，我们打不过。
And what did the descendant of Joseph say? Well, they said they have chariots.We can't fight them.
分给他们的地已经分给他们了，但是有一部分那上面有强敌，他不去得。
The land that you've given us, we have very formidable enemies. It's very difficult to acquire the land.
而是来找约瑟说：“你再多给我一些其他的地。”
And so, therefore, they come to Joshua to say, "Well, can you give us more land?"
所以约书亚怎么回答呢？说：“迦南人虽有铁车，虽是强盛，你也能把他们赶出去。”
But Joshua's reply to them is, "Even though the Canaanites are strong, you are able to drive them out."
抱歉，这个英文的打出来慢了一点，我们还是要继续看这个中文的，然后等下再给看英文啊。那我们对比一下这个约书亚第十四章六到第十五节啊，犹大人在他之前来分地，犹大人当中的加勒是怎么什么样的态度
？But if we contrast this to what Caleb was saying, as recorded in Joshua chapter 14,
加勒八十五岁啊。
Caleb was 85 years old.
加勒那个敌人不比这以法莲马拿西那个敌人弱呀。
The enemies that Caleb will have to face up is not any weaker than the ones that Manasseh would have to.
我那时候怎么样？我现在还是强壮。
But what Caleb said was, "How I am then, how strong I was then, I am strong today."
结果他真的把这块地得下来，对不对
？And indeed, he acquired the land.
对比一下，这个约瑟的子孙有点惭愧。
If we are to contrast that, we see that the descendant of Joseph is in a more lowly position.
和一个八十五岁的老人家比都比不过。
Well, compare is not even comparable to someone who is 85 years old.
所以约书亚挑战他们了。耶布斯人即使有铁车，你也能够把他们打下来。
And so Joshua challenged them that even if the Canaanites they have the chariots, you can.You can drive them out.
那到底为什么这个约瑟的子孙，这个长子，结果他们会变成这个样子呢
？Why is it that these born of Joseph became as such?
我觉得有些教训我们可以总结的。
I think there are some lessons that we can use to tie all the things to get all the lessons together.
一开始进去大家都在打。
When everyone went into the land,
都是勇士。
They were warriors.
打了七年。
They had 7 years of battle.
感到疲惫了。
They're tired.
对不对？南征北战，现在已经得了很多的地了。
They've received much of the land.
他们这时候开始安于现状。
They started to become contented with what they had.
但是又不满现状。
And yet at the same time they were unsatisfied with what they had.
本来已经得到了最大面积的土地，我们看到了这个地图。
We see that on the map they've received in terms of size the largest piece of land.
这大面积土地上面有很多未得之地，应该他们继续努力去争取的。
So it is true that there are much of the land that is unconquered, but they could continue to press in to acquire them.
可是他们却心有余而力不足。
But even though it seems like their spirit is willing, their body just can't follow through.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢神给我们的恩典。
We have to thank God for the blessings that He's given us.
要善用神给我们的恩典。
That we are also to make the best use of the grace that He's given us.
而不是抱怨然后寻找那条容易的路。
That we are not to complain or to find that easy way out.
什么是容易的路呢
？But what is that easy way out?
去见约书亚，你再多给我点地。
Well, that's to go to Joshua and say, well, just give me more land.
难走的路呢，去打吧。
The more difficult way is to conquer the land.
最后还有一个教训。
There's one more lesson.
我们靠人自己的力量。
That if you are to trust in our own strength,
即使你开始强壮。
Even if you start off strong,
哪怕即使你有长子祝福在你身上，
even if you have the firstborn blessing on you,
靠着人最终那叫做强弩之末。
By our own human strength, we are not going to be able to do it.
You may start well, but you cannot finish well.
你或许开始是好的，可是你的结束并不一定是好的。
照片当中右边的这个人一看就是希特勒，大家都知道。
And so in this picture, we see the picture of Hitler.
左边跟他握手这个人
the one on the left,
穿着法式军装的军帽的。
You see his dress in the French military attire.
这是法国历史上非常有名的贝当将军。
And so this is a very famous French general, Petain.
这个贝当将军在第一次世界大战的时候是法国的英雄。
And he was a hero in World War I.
我们前面就讲到的时候，讲到这个第一次世界大战最有名的一个战场，也是最残酷的战场，叫凡尔登啊，叫外号叫凡尔登绞肉机。
In one of the most devastating battles of World War I,
那这个贝当就是凡尔登战场法国的总指挥官。
Petain was the commander of all the troops.
而且他打赢了这场仗。
And he did win.
所以成为英雄。
So he became a hero.
第二次世界大战爆发之前，他是法国的元首。
So he was a leader in France before the outbreak of World War II.
那么当希特勒用闪电战绕过法国的这个防线，然后攻入这个法国的时候
，However, when Hitler using a lightning strategy to move into France,
这个法国一看，原来这个铜墙铁壁这攻势都没有用。
They were looking at all their military strength and they were depleted, not strong enough against Hitler's army.
当时面对强敌，一下震惊，一下害怕了。
Facing this very strong army, all of a sudden they were afraid.
这位贝当将军，这位英雄
，this hero, this General Petain,
当时是国家的元首。
He was the minister of the land.
居然下令。
In fact, then gave a command
全国的法国军队都不抵抗
that all French armies are not to resist
向希特勒投降
that they are to surrender
当时还有超过一半的法国的国土在自己的手里面
even though they still had more than half of the French territory in their possession
好可惜
such a pity
结果成为了一个法国维希政府的这样一个傀儡政府
And so it became a puppet, instead became a puppet government.
一战的英雄，二战的懦夫。
Even though he was a hero in World War I, became a coward in World War II.
很像以法莲，对不对
？It does feel very much like the story of Ephraim.
好了，最终我们有几点。
So, ultimately, we're these points.
第一个，我们要永葆年轻，像迦勒那样，85岁还年轻。
That we do look to Caleb to be forever young.
作为教会，我们要永远不停止来外展。
That as a church, we are to continue to have our outreach.
请大家一定要听好一句话。
That something we are to listen well.
任何一个教会
，any church，
绝不是只为这四面墙里面的人准备的。
It's never set up for the people within the four walls.
一定是要把外面的人带到主的里面来。
That we are always to bring those who are outside of the walls in.
什么时候教会停止了外展
？Whenever we end our outreach.
什么时候教会就开始收缩与死亡
？Whenever we will see the church shrink as and march towards death.
下面 永远不停止学习，一直要尝试新的方法。
That we are to continually learn and to attempt new ways.
永远不惧怕强敌。
That we are to be forever strong and courageous against formidable challenges.
靠人的力量，你可能一时一刻不怕强敌。
That if we are to rely on our own strength, perhaps for a moment, we will not be afraid of this enemy.
只有坚定地依靠神，你才能够永远都怕强敌。
But a steadfast trust in God, that is how we can be forever courageous.
所以我们要最后一点就是永远依靠神。
So we are to rely on God forever.
我们这个礼拜我们要一起来背诵腓立比书四章十三节。
And so the memory verse for this week is from Philippians chapter 4 verse 13.
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
阿爸天父，我们同心来到你的面前。
Abba Father, we come before you.
主耶稣是我们的长子，是我们的兄长。
Lord Jesus, you are our older brother.
我们愿意效法主耶稣你舍己委身的榜样。
That we are willing to imitate your example of sacrificial love.
道成肉身来到世间。
That your word became flesh who dwelt among us.
牺牲舍己在十字架上。
That you sacrificed yourself on the cross.
我们也愿意效法主。
Lord, we are to imitate you.
从一个胜利到另外一个胜利。
From one victory to another.
永远不退后。
That we do not back down.
你为我们从死里首先复活。
That you came back to life for us.
你宣告了黑暗的失败。
That as that firstborn, you've also declared the defeat of the darkness of death.
让我们也跟随主耶稣你。
Lord, help us to follow you.
从一个胜利到一个胜利。
From one victory to another.
面向标杆直跑。
That we are to face the goal and we run toward it.
直到见主耶稣的日子。
Till the day we see you.
祝福我们的教会。
Bless our church.
祝福我们教会不同的堂会。
Bless the different congregations.
让大家在主里面真的是兄弟，是姐妹。
That together.In the Lord, we are brothers, we are sisters.
让我们彼此促进，彼此提醒。
That we will spur one another on, remind one another.
让我们也彼此帮助，彼此祝福。
That we'll help one another, we'll bless one another.
携手同心走天路。
That together with one heart, we'll walk in this path of the heavenly path.
共同拓展神的国度。
That together we'll expand the kingdom of God.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
By the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.